Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in, tuned in all over North America. Damn it, we had a caller hit us up from Bulgaria, so thank you to people in Bulgaria too. I bet you they have five people listening in Bulgaria. Five. And one of them called us. Thank you very much. Shout outs to everybody else. People at work, people at home, people at school, people doing things they're not supposed to be doing. Been a busy day, a busy night. MLB trade deadline has come. It is gone. It's over. Houston Astros get Verlander. And then Framber Valdez throws a no-hitter. The New York Mets, they get rid of Justin Verlander. The New York Mets lose to the Kansas City Royals on a balk. And then I found a photo of Mrs. Met hanging out with Slugger. Yeah, Mrs. Met hanging out with the Kansas City Chiefs. Not the Chiefs, the Royals mascot here. Where's Mr. Met? Where's Mr. Met at? He's nowhere to be found, that poor guy. Or whatever he is, humanoid, guy, mascot, whatever he is. Poor Mr. Met, I got to holler at my guy. It's a bad look for him right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, somebody called me and said, oh, JR, you're going too hard on the Mets. I'm like, for what'd I say? Well, you said that they quit on the season. Did they not quit on the season? And then you got Max Scherzer throwing him under the bus. It's hilarious for the New York Mets. Today is one of the most New York Mets nights ever. The only thing missing is one of their players stepping into a hole at his ranch, chasing a boar. That's a true story, by the way. Yoenis Cespedes injured his ankle, and that was his reasoning. He was on his ranch chasing after a wild boar, and he stepped into like a mud hole. There you go. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get more of your calls in. What a wild night. What a wild day this has been. So far in this show already, because I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've talked about Nathaniel Hackett finally responding to Sean Payton. We're going to play more of the New York Mets audio because they just sound pathetic. We've talked about the Astros and the Rangers now have Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer immediately throwing the New York Mets under the bus. Brian Cashman of the Yankees is like, hey, if there was somebody for me to trade for, I would have done it. It's just been a wild day, a wild night. U.S. Women's National Team got, I don't want to say destroyed last night because it was a draw, but they look like they suck. Let's get to more of your calls. And then I can't wait to play some of this New York Mets audio. because it's messy. It's like high school. It's like somebody goes from one high school to another, and now they're telling everybody's dirty secrets. That's Max Scherzer. And then Mrs. Met is out here cheating on the side. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Greg. He's calling from Colorado Springs. Greg, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, JR, man? I appreciate y'all having me on the show. I was just calling in because everybody's going ham on Sean Payton, but at this time last year, they all agreed with him that Hackett was trash. But I don't understand how Hackett can go from being trash to getting a job with the Jets, and now we're supposed to treat this kid with kid gloves. Like, I don't understand.
Well, you might be in the minority there. So here's the deal. Nathaniel Hackett is no longer a head coach. He was first of all fired. Second of all, he was demoted. And now he is an offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. So he's not in the same position that he was last year. He's already been kicked out of the door and has had to accept a lesser job. Second of all, Sean Payton is no longer a pundit on Fox. He's a head coach. And so for him at his current position to be critical of another coach, regardless of whether he's a coach or an offensive coordinator, is taboo. You don't do it. There's a reason why he came out of his own mouth, Sean Payton did, and said what he said was wrong. There's a reason why he said that he would apologize. So I don't understand what's so difficult to understand.
I think the reason he backed it back is because all the heat he was taking in the media from a lot of people talking about it, one. Number two, he didn't really totally, completely walk it back. And number three, I'm just saying, man, like, we got to understand, Hackett as an offensive coordinator, I think the man's pretty solid, if not really good. But as a head coach, man, if you looked at them, watch any of the Denver Broncos
Greg, we know all of that.
And he's a big reason.
Greg, we know all of that. This ain't a conversation about what he is or is not as an offensive coordinator. You said that, oh, why are we acting like he was this or that? What he said was wrong. And it doesn't matter, oh, well, he didn't necessarily walk it back. Hey, he is well within his right to have that opinion. But you are a complete jackass to go out there and utter that in public. There's a reason. There's a reason why I don't hear NBA coaches crapping on their contemporaries. You don't hear NHL coaches crapping on their contemporaries. You don't hear people taking dumps on their contemporaries. And I would say in most cases, I don't care what your line of work is, you a jackass if you do it. Keep it to yourself.
Well, the only thing I have to say to that is it's a public domain. And in Colorado, and I'm guessing on the national stage as well, it comes down to two things. The Broncos were trash last year either because of Russet or they were trash last year because of the head coach. And I think Sean Payton went out there and was giving his quarterback and his team a vote of confidence. Like, yeah, y'all are good, but your coach was trash. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, and I get that. Like, the only thing is like, ain't nobody said what he said was false. And that's the only thing.
Well, we know that. Well, Greg, we know that already. But why are you kicking somebody when they down? We know the Broncos were bad. It don't take a rocket scientist to know that. If the point is, just shut up and worry about yourself. That's it. That's what most people do.
But if we did that, like, nobody would have – that's why we watch sports. That's why people play sports.
No. Listen. I get paid to talk about sports, and it's a good story. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It ain't a common one.
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Colorado. Like, come on, stop it, man. What he said wasn't wrong. Like, okay, yeah, we know that. We know that already. The Broncos were bad last year. We know that. But you can't come on here saying that, he wasn't out of line. Like, stop it. Coaches ain't out here dissing each other. Do I like it? Yeah, I like it. I ain't got no problem, but it's still you a jackass. Stop. Look, you can't defend that. He apologized. Well, he apologized because of the public scrutiny. Yeah, because what he did was wrong. It's not like he helped the old lady across the street and everybody, how dare you help that old lady across the street? I'm like, stop it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brad is also calling from Colorado Springs. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, JR. Nice to talk to you again. Hey, you know, two things. You know, like when Sean Payton opened his mouth, I just rolled my head back and went, oh, no, here we go. Because, you know, that's just like, let's light a fire at the church. I mean, it's like idiot. It's just like really stupid. But, you know, the other thing is like last year when the Broncos weren't practicing, when they were just talking, you know, and walking through, and former Broncos would go to the practice and said, man, that doesn't look like a team that's getting ready for NFL. You know, I could just smell it. You know, I called local stations here and said, man, we're going to be lucky to win 5 games.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, and can everybody here was just like high-fiving each other. Hey, we got it slicked, you know, and I'm just going, man, are you guys not listening or watching? Because they're going to get creamed, you know, wow. If you don't worry, if you don't, you know. But the other thing is, there's got to be a reason why they weren't getting ready. And I think it's because Russell Wilson showed up out of shape, in altitude, and possibly injured. And they were trying to cover that up, which is kind of a no-no in the NFL.
Well, and continue quickly.
Pardon?
No, I said continue quickly.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's it. I think he showed up injured. They tried to cover it up. And once they covered it up, they didn't want the fans or the NFL, they didn't want the other teams to know, plus they paid them all that money, and they took it to their grave.
Okay. Well, we know this for a fact. He has been wanting to throw the football around. He was hurt last year. He is getting older. He's not as mobile as he used to be. And so whether or not that factors in, I mean, we know the facts, and your theory might be true or it may not be. Thank you, Brad, for calling from Colorado Springs. 855-212-4CBS. Matter of fact, let's listen to the man who responded finally to Sean Payton. Hopefully this is now over. It's Nathaniel Hackett. He said that Sean Payton basically broke code by opening up his yap about another coach. You don't do that. Listen to Hackett.
As a coach, you know, as a coach's kid, you know, we live in a glass house. We all live in different rooms. We all got a key for it. And it's one of those things that there's a code, there's a way things are done in that house. And, you know, this past week, it's frustrating and it sucks. It's unfortunate that had to happen, that the comments that were made. But, hey, they did.
Yeah, he said what he said. He's well within his right to say what he says. That doesn't mean that he should have said it. Just keep that to you. Worry about your team, man. You got 2 wide receivers that can't play. One got a busted ticker, the other one got a blown out Achilles. Just like focus on your guys, man. Why you got to crap on? This is what I don't like. People who have to crap on other people to make themselves feel better. Like, what you doing that for? Keep it to yourself.
There's also low hanging fruit, JR.
Yeah, listen, I have stronger words than saying it's a jackass move. Trust me. But those words would get me booted off the air. 855-212-4CBS. Garrett is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, JR?
It's going excellent, Garrett. What's up?
I just have to say, this whole Sean Payton, Nathaniel Hackett thing, I honestly think it was a breath of fresh air when Sean Payton said what he said. Because nowadays, we're always asking for the truth. Tell the truth, please. Tell the truth about this, that. Tell the truth. Sean Payton drops a big truth bomb. Everyone hates him for it. Now, I understand.
Yeah, but that's what he said. That is something you would typically hear in certain areas of sports or in life. Sean Payton didn't say anything that was groundbreaking. He didn't say anything that everyone wasn't well aware of. He basically said, hey, you know, you at some point in life, I don't know how old you are. What are you, in your 20s, Garrett?
I'm 36.
You're 36. At one point in time, you were in school, right? Like kindergarten or something?
Yes, I was.
This is like looking at a kid and going, hey, man, you a duty head. And it's just like, That's what you're saying. Like, you have nothing better to do. Like, go sit down and color with your crayons. Why are you calling this kid a duty hat? Like,
I disagree, because it's not two kids. It's two grown men. One letting the other one know his feelings. How, man, this guy sucked as a coach. He did. Now I get how people are upset about it.
But I'm sorry. Does Sean Payton have tiny balls? Does he?
I have no idea.
Like you, I'm sorry, guy. I don't put you on hold. I'm not going to hang up. But what you're saying is just, you got to be one of the most insecure, tiny ball having, you know, as Shep called it, low hanging fruit. Why are you kicking somebody when they're down? You got nothing better to do? You got to go and kick another guy who sucked and got fired? This is no big pronouncement. Hey, they sucked last year. Like, we all know that. We all talked about it. It's done. It's over. He's gone. He's out the building. Focus on what you got to do. So it's not about telling the truth. We all want the truth. We all know the truth. They sucked. He sucked. He got fired before the season even ended. You're supposed to be the big man on the mountain coming in with the mop to clean it up. And so why are you crapping on your predecessor? You'd have to be somebody who's accomplished something. Most people who have accomplished something in life don't give a damn what somebody else is doing. Like, shut up and do you. It reeks of insecurity. It reeks of arrogance. This is not a matter of you got one guy here and another guy here and they're on a debate stage, okay? This is not a matter of two dudes getting in the octagon or getting in the ring. You have one accomplished coach, regardless of how you feel about his accomplishments or how he received them or if he didn't accomplish enough. You have one accomplished coach, and you have another dude who didn't finish the season. And you're supposed to be the miracle worker coming in. And now you're taking a dump on him? You know what? There's a reason. There is a reason why this does not happen. There's a reason. Because most coaches respect their contemporaries enough to shut up. There's a reason that a lot of players, as much players can, I want to be here, I want to be here, I don't want to play here, I don't want to do this. There's a reason that active athletes don't talk as much. There's a reason why a lot of the dudes who drop a lot of the information are retired athletes, because when you're in it, you're trying to be about your business. You're trying to be respectful. You don't know where the next meal comes from. You don't know where the next opportunity comes from. These guys are tighter than what you would think. Why you got to crap on somebody else? For what?
Jared, can I give a really quick example of this?
Go for it.
So when I did my first show on WFAN, and for anyone not familiar with that station, it's probably one of the most iconic sports radio stations in the world.
It's the first 24/7 sports station. Period.
Yeah.
And so
I was nervous. There were certain things that I did not do well listening back. It wasn't the first shot I ever got. This is Nathaniel Hackett's first shot that he's ever got. He was, you know, obviously he's taken a quarterback that was 6-8 the year before, so he's not exactly working with a prime Tom Brady or Drew Brees. He's working with an over-the-hill Russell Wilson, who, let's be honest, looked injured a lot this season, so he was not given the best hand, and they were close in a lot of those games. But Sean Payton is coming from such a high perch. Like, this guy is one of the most successful head coaches of his generation. He's going after a guy that was in his first year that he's never met. And the reason I bring up my situation, JR, is, you know, this is talk radio. People tend to be a little more critical of each other than coaches. And there was a guy that went after me that has a huge platform that didn't need to take that stance, that could have relayed the same kind of message off the air, that could have done that behind closed doors, but he made it public, and he got hammered for it. He got hammered for it because there's unwritten rules in not just sports, not just coaching, but every profession, that if you have a newer person and they're not a bad guy, I'd like to think, JR, you've known me a long time, I'm not a bad guy. Nathaniel Hackett, people rave about this guy. He's well-liked. You don't go after a rookie head coach who didn't even survive an entire season. If you are Sean Payton, it's so beneath you. So you can share that opinion. You can elevate your team and talk about, look, it was a disappointment. We know we're going to be better. But to say it's one of the worst head coaching jobs in the history of the NFL?
An unnecessary hit job.
And
unnecessary.
Right, and JR, so personalizing this, even in a talk radio format, there's just certain lines you don't cross. Like, if you want to go after another great radio host, if you're Sean Payton, if you want to go after another great Super Bowl winning head coach, that's one thing. But to go after him in a public manner, a guy that didn't even last a full season, is so Bush League.
It's
disgusting.
Yeah. Do better. I told you, I have, man, the words that I want to use contain expletives. It's like, do better. You're better than that. And I know, and Garrett is, I'm gonna get Garrett back on the line in a second. I get it. Oh, we want the truth. We want the truth, man. Yeah. For me personally speaking, I love content. I love it. This is a great conversation because it allows me to highlight some of the stupid things out here. Like, we got people, he's being a bully. Like, who likes a bully? Like, worry about your own self. And Garrett is here from California. Go ahead, Garrett. You still here with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Good. Finish up. Go ahead. I know we said a lot. I apologize.
No. You guys are making very valid points, and I do understand what you're saying. I want to ask a question. I'm a Raider fan, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I've had my share of watching terrible coaches come through, and I'm wondering if next year, say Josh McDaniels doesn't work out, next year our new head coach or whatever happens comes in and says, man, McDaniels really did a job that I'm going to have to turn around now, basically says the same thing Sean Payton says. Would you have the same attitude? Or would you kind of agree with me?
Garrett, no. Call me when it happens. Because what Sean Payton did was unprecedented. This is not Nathaniel Hackett is unemployed or he's been demoted. He's still in the organization. This is a dude. You heard it out of Shep's mouth specifically. One of the worst head coaching jobs ever in NFL history. If somebody comes and says that next year, I think there's a good chance I'm going to say the same exact thing. I'm pretty consistent in not liking jackasses or bullies or people that like to kick other people when they're down. I hate that crap.
Oh, I agree.
Okay.
I do. I really
agree. I think unless I get dropped on my head, I probably think the same thing, but I think it's unlikely to happen. Okay, Garrett?
All right.
Thank you so much for calling from California. Hey, that's what I don't like. I hate bullies. Hate them. I don't like jackasses, okay? Like, just mind your business, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to talk about how much of a disaster these Mets are. We have so much to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Having a passionate conversation about Sean Payton's comments and whether or not it was nice or fair or not fair or mean or hurtful or truthful comes off as insecure to me. It's not the only thing. or only guy who said something wild. We know Max Scherzer is no longer a member of the New York Mets, and we're gonna get into the New York Mets because I feel like I'm a notorious B.I.G. I got a story to tell. Because the New York Mets are just like, no fire sale. We only got rid of our closer. And then Max Scherzer says, hey, I want to talk to the bosses. And then Max Scherzer gets traded. The bosses say, we're not having a fire sale. Max Scherzer is gone. Max Scherzer says, but they told me they're not going to be competitive for the next 2 years. And then the GM is just like, whoa, I'm not going to talk about what I said to Max Scherzer. It's messy. It's messy. It's like a game of telephone. In Major League Baseball, and guys are making $43 million a year, and teams are spending hundreds upon hundreds of millions of dollars, it's messy. And the New York Mets look like a mess. They should be the New York mess. Somebody should Photoshop that. I'm sure it exists somewhere. We're going to talk about that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. How about this? Dustin is calling from Texas, the new home of Max Scherzer. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
What's going on, man? I'm doing pretty good. I talked to you last night, man. It's just amazing what I found out today and tonight. You know, I worked a little early. I went to the office, and I was looking through ESPN and all those, you know, sports, you know, links and Justin Verlander.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Herb is here from Pittsburgh. What's up, Herb?
Yeah, what's up, JR?
How are
you?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to make this real quick. First of all, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I don't have a whole lot to report. The Pirates suck. We're about, nine back right now. I know we had a couple wins. That's great. I think we gave a couple trades up, which were just ridiculous. But we're going to move on. Steelers training camp, which has been horrible, and I wish it was hockey season. I'd like to say I'm a Pittsburgh firefighter, and the reason I pick Night Watch is to listen to you and Jody Mack. And that's it. I mean, plain and simple. You're my boys.
Well, thank you, Herb. I appreciate you, man. And thank you for being willing to save other people's asses, okay?
No problem, brother.
You be well. Shout-outs to everybody listening out in Pittsburgh. And shout-outs to my main man, Paul Zeiss. 855-212-4CBS. And much love to everybody out there getting ready to run up in a house that's on fire. People at the fire stations, people doing security, the police officers, the military, hospital workers. If you are in the business of public service, much love and many thanks to you. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, my man?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen, the thing about Sean Payton, I agree with you and Shep, you know, you kind of railroaded Hackett there, you know, blindsided him. But based on what I know about Sean Payton, you know, in the years that he was here, obviously the head coach, you know, this is not out of character. You know, you got to remember, this is a guy that told, you know, Goodell and the NFL to F off a couple of times, okay? And, I mean, he is known to just come into a situation and just slap you in the face just to, you know, get your attention. And he's just that kind of a guy. And there's a disconnect because, like you said, he doesn't look like that kind of guy, you know? I mean, you see him in person. I mean, he might be all, you know, 5.5 feet tall or whatever. And he's super nice. He's super laid back. But he is a barracuda, man. And so I'm not surprised at what he did. You know, there's a little known thing. When the year the Saints won the Super Bowl, there was I don't know if you remember, JR, there was a bit of a drug scandal inside the Saints locker room. Like, mm-hmm. There was some missing, you know, that the hydrocodone, and you know, they were trying to implicate Peyton. And another coach took the fall for it. And it's that kind of thing. He is that kind of guy. So I'm not surprised. I don't agree with it. I don't condone it, but I'm not surprised.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm terrific. Turn your radio down, John.
Yo, sorry. I'm driving home from work. But,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted, I wanted to add my 2 cents on Sean Payton here. I mean, you know, he's a well-rounded coach, and I think people are making too much a big deal about what he said. Granted, yeah, it's not popular for other coaches to go after one another like that, but I don't even think he was going after him. I think he was just saying what everybody else was thinking and what's been said in private by every group chat, you know, from California to New York.
John, do you have a family?
I do not have kids of my own, but I do have a family.
No, I'm not. Well, not your kids, but yes, you would typically in your family, it's one thing for your brother or your sibling to talk crap about you or your mother or whoever to make an underhanded joke or your father or your grandparents. You keep that in your family, right?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
For the most part.
It's a little bit different when someone who is outside of it decides to kind of, you know, make a jab. And so my point is there's certain things that you have no problem with keeping private in the family, but then to go out and publicly just kick somebody is like a no-no. And it ain't just about football. It's like, hey, knowing when to shut up. It's like, this is old news. Okay, he's fired. He's been gone. It's over. You're the dude replacing him. There's a reason why you're there. Why kick him? And so I don't think people made too much of a deal about this. He opened up his mouth. He apologized. It's not because of public pressures or whatever. It's because he's a jackass. And what you don't do stuff like that. It's not right.
I mean, just to rebuttal that, I think the only reason why he did apologize was because of the public backlash, because if no one said anything, I think everything would have just kept moving status quo, don't you think?
I don't think so. I'm not one for hyperbole. I'm not one for exaggeration. I'm pretty even keel. I looked at that comment because I could give a damn what anybody else says. I keep a good feel on what is said because it's good for business for me to know what the hell is going on. But I don't care what other people say. I read the comment and I said, oh, this guy is a jackass. Why are you saying that? Here's a simple question. Outside of what I say, outside of what you have read, outside of having to hear about it for the better part of a week, do you think it was appropriate for him to say something like that?
To be honest, I didn't think much of it just because this isn't the first time.
No, I didn't ask you that. It's a yes or no question. Did you think what he said was appropriate? Yes or no?
Appropriate? I don't know. That has some gray area. I'm going to say
if you had to pick what he said, was it appropriate? Yeah. Was it necessary? Would you say yes or no? I gave you another one. Yes or no?
It definitely was not necessary.
But there you go. There's a reason why you never hear it. That's it.
I guess, but, you know, this is new for NFL, but, you know, if you look at other sports such as European soccer, they're always trash-talking each other and things of that nature.
We're not talking about Aston Villa and Roma, okay? We're not talking about African League football. I'm not talking about the All Blacks and New Zealand rugby. I'm talking about the NFL and what the standard is here in North America. I can look at other things happening in other parts of the world and go, well, damn, as well as people can look over here. But for this, it ain't cool, man. Well, you can say it's not a big deal, it's okay. There's a reason why it doesn't happen, because a lot of the other coaches have a little bit more respect for each other. That's it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I got to tell you, JR, the only highlight of my night is being able to talk to you. One of the best and most underrated in the business, I got to tell you. You're amazing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The top of the hour, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into these New York Mets. And in just the span of about 3 or 4 days, they have just become a complete soap opera. This player says this. The GM says this. The owner says this. It's a hell of a story to keep up with. And so we'll take a look at what's going on in Major League Baseball post-trade deadline. We've talked about Nathaniel Hackett responding to the comments made by Sean Payton. We've taken a look at the Houston Astros with Verlander returning back to Houston. And then you have Valdez going out there and throwing a no-hitter tonight. It is just been a wild day, wild night. And you know what? Let me throw this in here real fast. 2024, CBS is going to have the Super Bowl. Nickelodeon is also going to broadcast the Super Bowl. For the first time ever, the Super Bowl is going to be simulcast between both Nickelodeon and CBS. So if you got a kid or you got a child and they still watch Nickelodeon and you want an alternative with SpongeBob and Patrick Starr, and you will certainly have that on Nickelodeon. So for the first time ever, CBS and Nickelodeon, they're going to team up for a kid-centric version of the Super Bowl. And I guess the most appropriate place for this is Vegas, because that's where Super Bowl 58 is going to take place. It's going to go down in Las Vegas on February 11th, 2024. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Greg. He's calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Okay, Greg is knocked the hell out. Too long on hold. 855-212-4CBS. Glenn is calling from Louisville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, Jay, I wanted to comment on the Sean Payton situation. I got a total different point of view on it. I disagree with you. That's the good old boy system to me. Don't speak on other coaches and stuff like that. So, therefore, I feel like Nathaniel Hackett, he got the job over Eric Bieniemy. That's why a lot of people's not getting hired, because this same old system that we asked them people to keep quiet. So now, just say if Sean Payton never said remarks about Nathaniel Hackett, then he balls, Aaron Rodgers balls out this year with the Jets. The year after that, he'll probably get another head coaching gig over somebody that's more qualified, but just a different skin color.
Glenn, I think what you're saying is completely irrelevant to anything that has taken place. Has there been issues in the NFL when it comes to hiring anyone or any person of color? Absolutely, and yes. But to conflate that with the comments from Sean Payton is like looking into the sky and going, well, that's a star, and I'm going to compare the star to the moon. They don't fit.
So how doesn't that – okay, so let's just say, okay, Nathaniel Hackett, he's a great offensive coordinator. He's got one of the greatest quarterbacks in the game right now. So if Sean Payton never makes them comments, and then the Jets go 11-8 or whatever.
There's not 19 games.
Nathaniel Hackett will be up for another head coaching job. We see the same guys get hired.
Glenn. Okay. I need you to think about this, okay? I need you not here on the air with me, because it would take quite some time.
Right.
I need you to look at the comments made by Sean Payton. I need you to look at the disparity of minority coaching hires.
Yes, sir.
I need you to actually tie that together, and then we can talk, okay?
We Yeah, we tying that together because you saying Sean Payton should be quiet about how ramshackle this organization was ran. When he's actually shedding light, like, man, this guy is one of the worst.
No, he's not. Glenn, what? And thank you for calling from Louisville. I want you to listen to me. What you are saying to me would have made sense if Sean Payton came out of his mouth and said, individuals like Nathaniel Hackett are doing such a terrible job when we have black head coaches who should have been getting it, who should have received the shot. That would have made sense. You basically called me and trying to tell me that 1 + 1 = 3. It simply does not. It doesn't. 855-212-4CBS. Jerry's here from Pittsburgh.
Hey, JR, you know, I about had enough of this Sean Payton. He said it, it's over with. Let's get over with it and be done with that, okay? It's getting boring with these people. My question for you is
Jerry, it's not boring when you hear the passion of the individuals. It's a matter of news because Nathaniel Hackett actually decided to respond to it tonight, Jerry.
Yeah, I know, but it's going too far already, don't you think?
I think it went too far when he opened up his yap last week and decided to say something that was unnecessary.
Yeah, that's true. But let me ask you this. I'm watching the Jets, and I'm listening to people saying, well, since they got Rodgers, I'm going to get your opinion, that they might only win one more game this year than they did last year, even though they didn't have Rodgers. Some are picking them to go pretty good. Some are picking them not. I think they're going to be a surprise. What do you think about it? I think that team's going to surprise some people.
I think there's a wide range. I think anything less than a wild card appearance would be a disappointment. So I would put them in that nine win range, 9+ wins.
They're going to make some noise this year. I think they're going to get a lot of attention, and some teams better be prepared for because Rodgers.
Jerry, I don't think anybody takes on one of the NFL's, and I don't care what team it is. And thank you for calling from Pittsburgh. I don't think any team looks at facing a future Hall of Fame QB and a dominant defense and goes, "Oh well, they're gonna shock the living hell out of us." The New York Jets have the Defensive Player of the Year on the rookie side. They have the same on the offensive side of the ball. Garrett Wilson, they have a Hall of Fame quarterback. If you want to be worried about anything, be worried about the offensive line. I don't think the Jets are going to shock anybody. If you want to be surprised about how badly they perform, that might be the only thing is them disappointing because they're the Jets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the Mets, another disappointment.
9 out of 10 women feel pressure to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount+.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.